grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
And go apple picking. Go to a football game. Go ghost hunting. Or not. This fall, get a low lease on the sporty 2024 Corolla. Adventure-ready RAV4 Hybrid, rugged Tacoma, and even the new all-hybrid 2025 Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available to TFS buyers with premium-ready credit until 11/4/24.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The San Jose Sharks' quest for their first victory of the season continues tonight in downtown Los Angeles. At Crypto.com Arena, it's the Sharks and the Los Angeles Kings for the very first time this year. In Anaheim on Tuesday, the Sharks had a very strong work ethic and a solid performance in goal by Mackenzie Blackwood, but unfortunately the only goal that they would get came from the stick of Mikael Granlund on the power play in the third period.
Minute 5 on the power play. Granlund crisscrosses with Thompson, backhands to the right half boards, but takes a pass back from the man there, Eklund, and Granlund shoots and scores! Sharks had two men in front of a net, and San Jose has tied this game with a power play goal that they desperately needed. Mikael Granlund let that shot go. We'll see who tipped it in front, but it gets by Dostal, and the Sharks are back in the game. Great work there by Wenberg, and it looked like that Dostal got a little bit frustrated with Wenberg with the screen and gave him a push, and that put him out of position.
San Jose was oh so close to getting a victory in this one. There were a couple of crossbars and posts that certainly hurt the Sharks' chances to produce more offense. And head coach Ryan Warsawski says that's a fact you just have to deal with.
That's the game of hockey, right? That's sports. Sometimes it goes in, it's a game of inches, and sometimes it don't. You hit some posts. We have to be resilient to keep pushing forward and keep the momentum and keep the way we need to play with our identity more consistently, you know, when those things don't happen.
Defenseman Cody Ceci says that the Sharks just need to bear down to get more offensive chances.
We've got to find a way to create more offense, I think, off like 5-on-5. And we are getting some chances. Obviously, those ones didn't go in. We hit a couple posts in the first. I think we hit one in the second, too. So it is tough when they're not going in, especially when the offense is a little dry. Those are the ones you kind of hope for just to turn things around a little bit. But, yeah, they're not going in right now, so we're going to keep focusing on it, and hopefully it'll turn.
Coach Warsawski says the need to get inside in the offensive zone is very important to get 5-on-5 results.
You watch the NHL and the goals that are scored, and I watch them every morning, you know, and the analytics tell us they come from the inside ice, inside the slot area, and we have to get to that area of the ice 5-on-5. We got to do it more consistently. Again, we did a better job of it last game, just wasn't consistent enough.
Center Mikael Granlund, who scored the only goal in the game, talked about the fact that the work ethic is there, and that's a building block to push forward with.
We all have the right intentions, that's for sure, but, you know, we got to clean it up. It's been kind of the story. We've been getting a lot of penalties, you know, and it's not easy to win in this league when you're taking so many of them. So, we got to do a better job with that.
But Granlund also agrees that the penalties are hurting the offense, and that's something it has to change.
Yeah, I mean, penalties, I mean, he scored only one goal. It was the last game, too, so we got to find a way to put some pucks to the net, too. You know, when you score one goal, it's tough to win in this league. So, obviously, there's penalties. There's a lot of things we can do better for sure, but, tough to say right now.
One of the more frustrating parts about that last game against Anaheim is that the Sharks did take the penalties right at the time when the momentum was really in their favor. Ryan Warsawski says that's something that was noticed.
Yeah, you're exactly right, right? You know, we got to play with the momentum more, and we give teams momentum. Even if we kill off a penalty, we're not grabbing that momentum like we should. And for whatever reason, they're obviously getting scored on with, you just can't give 6-7 power plays to other teams. Doesn't matter what their power play percentage is. So, we got to be better with all of that.
But the Sharks head coach says that his team can't take its foot off the collective gas pedal when it comes to being aggressive, because that's what produces offense.
It's a fine line, right? You got to compete and try to be physical, but the sick penalties, the lazy penalties, us not skating, are the ones that obviously got us in trouble big time. It's been the story the last, few games here.
It would be easy to get discouraged at this point, but some of the veteran players on this club are going to help stem that tide. Cody Ceci played in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup playoffs last year, and he says this is not unique to the Sharks. It happens with any team.
Whatever team you're on, it comes down to the little details. When those details aren't there, you're not winning games. It doesn't matter what team you're on. So I think when we focus on our details, we are good enough to win. So it's just that's what it comes down to night in, night out. And it is a little tougher to get things going offensively. But if the details are there, the offense is going to come at some point.
Barkley Goodrow also played on a President's Trophy winning team last year in the New York Rangers, and he's won a couple of Stanley Cups. He was asked if it was tough for him to handle this start to the season.
It's not just me. It's tough for everyone. We work hard in practice. We come in good mindset every game, and obviously haven't been able to find the 2 points yet, but we'll keep working and keep getting better.
Ryan Warsawski appreciates the work ethic and the general positive mood of the team, and he says that the fight against getting discouraged is something the coaching staff definitely has to keep their eyes on.
As a coach, you got to make sure that doesn't happen. And the process has, like you said, it has been pretty good. We've played some good hockey. Again, our standings could be different. Our record could be different, but it is what it is. This is what we've got. We've played some really good hockey at times and done some really good things and just haven't got rewarded for it. But there's also some things that we shoot ourselves in the foot with, whether that's penalties, turnovers, not feeling the momentum of the game, not playing more consistently towards our identity. And that just is what it is. So, yeah, we're going to lean on our leadership group to make sure that doesn't happen. And look, there's going to be teams that go through these situations, losing streaks in different parts of their season. For whatever reason, ours is happening again at this point in the beginning of our season. And everyone's frustrated. Everyone is trying to find the answers and find the solutions. That's myself included. And it's been frustrating. But we got to continue to move forward and take it day by day. The guys are working extremely hard. We're paying attention to the details in our video meetings, and we go out there and do it in practice. We got to go out and do it again more consistently.
The Sharks have definitely shown some frustration in recent games. There were a couple of smashed sticks on the ice after the Anaheim game, but Warsawski says that comes from a positive place.
No, I think it's competitiveness. It's a guy that's driven to win, and we need to hate to lose more than we love to win right now, and that's kind of been the message.
Cody Ceci told us that the need to cut down penalties is of prime importance, but the calls are coming against them for a variety of reasons.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've been in the box a little too much. I think that comes with defending a little too much. When you're always defending, you do tend to take more penalties. Definitely something we need to clear up and clean up going forward. Maybe stay off the refs a little bit too, and I think maybe they'll start calling a little more in our favor. But definitely spending too much time in the box, and that limits your chances to score 5-on-5.
That brings up another topic for the Sharks head coach. Warsawski says that you don't get calls because you have to earn those calls.
Until we get the respect back in this league of a team, we're not going to get those calls. We're just not. That's just the way it is. Until we start playing better hockey and winning hockey games, getting the respect back around the league, we're just not going to get those calls. That's just the way it works. That'll be 5-10 years from now, wherever teams working their way up, it'll be the same exact thing. So we've talked about that, and that's something we've got to continue to talk about moving forward.
Focusing on the process in tonight's game against Los Angeles continues for the team. Warsawski says he sees the team's belief in that process and knows that victories will be coming sooner than later.
We got to keep doing it and keep selling it for sure and showing the contrast of when we do it. And we hit a couple posts, and we don't do it, it goes back down on a 3-on-2. So there's things that we can teach through that to get these guys to believe a little bit more. I don't think the group's lost belief. I think we know how we need to play. Penalties take a big piece of that off of getting to our the way we want to play, shift after shift. So, last four games, have been some big penalty trouble. So, I think that has a big effect on that. But I still think there's a lot of belief in our room that we can win some hockey games here, and especially get going here tonight.
We're on the air at 7 o'clock with our live coverage of San Jose Sharks Los Angeles Kings hockey. Join Jamal Mayers and me for all the exciting play-by-play on the Sharks app online and on terrestrial affiliates. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.